Chapter 7, The First Kaizen. It began with a sticky note. Green, crumpled, and half-torn, someone had left it on the whiteboard in the canteen. We waste 8 minutes every shift looking for the right wrench. No name. No signature. Just a message in a shaky hand, taped beside the coffee machine like a whisper. Someone didn't have the courage to speak aloud. Mark stood there staring at it, tray in hand, the hum of lunchtime chatter around him fading. It wasn't a complaint. It was an invitation. That afternoon, he called a short meeting. "We're not going to fix the whole factory overnight," he said, "but we're going to fix this." A few of the supervisors looked skeptical. One yawned. "We'll start with one station. One team. One problem." Silence. Then Rosa, from assembly line 4, spoke.
"You mean like, a workshop?"
"No," Mark said. "A Kaizen." They gathered the next morning, 7 people, 2 folding tables, a coffee urn, and a whiteboard. No consultants. No HR. Just those who wanted to be there. Mark introduced the idea quickly. Continuous improvement. Small, fast, iterative. "We're not doing lean to you. We're doing lean with you." Still, they hesitated. Years of being talked at, not listened to, had left scar tissue. Then Tomas spoke up. "That wrench? We've all been wasting time looking for tools. Not just 8 minutes. Sometimes 20.
"Why?"
Mark asked. "Because the tool crib is locked half the time," Rosa said. "And because we don't have enough. And the ones we do have are scattered. And no shadow boards," someone added. So, they walked the floor. Measured the steps from workbench to tool crib. Counted how many times people left their station to search. "It's not laziness," Rosa muttered. "It's design." By day 2, they had diagrams on the wall. Spaghetti charts crisscrossing the paper like panic. They moved benches. Added labels. Dug through supply closets and built 3 makeshift tool shadow boards from spare plywood. Nothing fancy. Just duct tape and Sharpies. And it worked. By the end of the 3rd day, time lost to tool searches had dropped from 8 minutes to 1.3. Mark watched them celebrate like they'd just landed on Mars. No fanfare. No medals. Just the quiet pride of workers reclaiming their time and their dignity. But it wasn't the numbers that mattered. It was what happened after. The next morning, there were 4 sticky notes on the whiteboard. "Why do we keep over-ordering panel bolts? Someone keeps rewiring the switchboard on line 2. Conveyor B has a weird rattle, maybe bearings. No one knows who updates the parts shelf inventory." Mark smiled. The dam had cracked. The factory was remembering not just how it used to run, but how it could run. Kaizen wasn't a program. It was a voice. And after years of silence, the factory was finally speaking.